This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This school district continues to show up on national news and is absolutely embarrassing to see what once used to be the nation's leading school district has desecrated to. This school district is upon almost every single school district in the nation that continues to force teachers through mandatory training where we are told to examine our whiteness, white privilege, white supremacy, microaggressions upon every other thing that is absolutely stupid and racist. Now, the same school district wants to threaten to fire teachers who do not agree with the critical race theory. You are the face of privilege. You do not speak for us if you do not work with us. If you keep up this racist insanity, you will have successfully stripped us of every ounce of love of teaching, and so far you have succeeded in doing that. Keep this up, and you will lose all of your teachers at the same rate that you have been losing these incredible families who, some of you, fall asleep when they're trying to get your attention. God bless.
You go, white girl. You go. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I love that white woman right there, baby. I love her because she is sick of it. Welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We got a lot to talk about today, this hour, but I'm just telling you, I love when people say enough is enough. I was with a dude, and I mean, not in that Gillum kind of way, you know what I mean? But we were at a party, and we were talking about this, and he says to me, he's a white guy, he says, Kevin, he goes, they are pushing really hard. And he goes, you know, people are going to push back at some point. They're going to push back. And it's coded language to me, like, we white people are not going to take this very long. And I'm saying to him, look, I already get it. I see what white people do. Y'all have me scared. Look at the Indians. The Comanches were whooping everybody's butts all over this land. White people landed with the resources you can carry on a boat. It within a few decades had taken over America, and the Comanches were like, pale face, very tough. They weren't talking about Africans. They weren't talking about anybody. They were talking about white folks. I look at, you know, Hitler. There's been no black people. We're going to take over the world. I don't think it's ever happened. I don't even think in Africa somebody said, you know what, I will take over all. Shaka Zulu didn't even go, I'm going to take the Zulus and we will take over all of Africa. He was happy to have his land, and that's it. White folks go, what's out there? Oh, what's that big orb up in the sky that lights up at night? I want to conquer it. Let me tell you, you white folks will scare people if they just stop for a second and think. You'll scare. I don't know what white guy, Chinese invented gunpowder, and a white man went, I would take that gunpowder, I'll put a little piece of lead on it. I'll put it inside of a flint. I'll put it in a tube and make it project. And, you know, somebody knew physics and said, if I put this flint, you know, inside of a little piece of the paper that will light up, it lights, it hits the powder, that will put the little ball that I put in there with an explosion inside of a tube that will give it X amount of force and send a projectile through the air, and I don't have to fight somebody with my fist, and somebody did it. And then Winchester went, you know, if I extend the barrel of this thing, you know, and then somebody else went, if I make a cannon and we'll put a ball that's, you know, that's the size of a man's head and I'll fling it at him and I could go on. You people are really amazing when it comes to saying, I will deliver the scourge on you that'll make you wish you never mess with white folks. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't scared of you because I'm pretty smart myself because I admire you. I do. And I'm pretty ingenious myself. But I'm just telling black folks that want to get after you, they want to push you, leave white folks alone. You push them too far, they will take over. Oh, my goodness. So this teacher's upset, and rightfully so. By the way, we got a lot to cover. I don't want you guys to think I'm just going to be talking about how bad white people are. But critical race theory, it's blatantly racist. We've been working on a project with the Heritage Foundation, and we did a thing on critical race theory. It is blatantly racist. It's so racist and in your face, you have to ask yourself, how do you teach this? And you know how they teach it under the guise? Well, black people are so oppressed, and oh my goodness, look at what black people cannot accomplish. As black people who are accomplished are selling this lie. This lady is talking about her school district. She says, it is national news. It's embarrassing. Once the nation's leading school district has denigrated to nothing, she called it desecrated. It's to nothing. Folks, that is what's happened all over the country. But it's not just schools. Our once great companies are no longer great. If you think you can remain great and your focus is not on delivering the best product, that is the communism of capitalism. When you bring people together to do something, they say, we're going to deliver the best product. Let me give you an example. Singapore, Singapore Airlines. I don't care what color you are, that they happen to be Singaporean or whatever they call it, but they take pride. I will tell you, when I covered the Far East, when I would get to go on Singapore, it was like, thank God. Lufthansa, all the international airlines, they treat you like gold. If you get on the best part of those planes, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Singapore is a class of its own. In a class of its own. I don't even know what Raffles gets you, but people that fly Singapore know what I'm talking about. Raffles class. First class in America is dirt class in Singapore. I'm not playing. Oh, Kevin, they give you drinks and they give you some snacks. Singapore, everybody on the plane gets drinks and snacks and 50 other things that you never expected. I'll put it to you this way. In regular class on Singapore, they bring you mimosa. They give you a menu. You get a meal. They bring you drinks. You have your own. This was before they had the private little screens. You had your own private screen. The seats are twice as large as any airline I'd ever flown on. And I flew regular class. Now, they had business class and Raffles class. But here's the point of it all. These people absolutely love their country. You get on that plane, anything we can do for you. Do you believe Singapore is the best airlines? Please rate us. And how could you not? You get off that plane and go, holy cow. From the minute you get off a plane and you jump in a taxi with a Singapore, we love our country. Singapore is the best country in the world. Singapore is this. Singapore, Singapore, Singapore. You must love Singapore. It is great. We're doing in Singapore. They tell you all the history of it, etc. They love it. And what are we doing? We're teaching critical race theory, threatening to fire teachers and so on and so forth. As the lady says, losing teachers while you sleep because you don't want to address their issues. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So our store launched, our merchandising store launched, and we have an area of the store that has skank items. Now, it was overemphasized when we first did it. We have some Mother's Day stuff that's absolutely spectacular, and I hope you go take a look at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The store is up, and there's some really cool stuff there. But we do have skank items, and the reason why I'm bringing it up now is because I have a story about some skanks. Now, I've already explained to you guys that if you commit heinous crimes as a black person and manage to get yourself shot and killed by a cop, well, there's a massive amount of money in there for you if you survive, but certainly your family if you die. And you could end up in a museum. You could end up honored in the same areas as Jackie Robinson and Jack Johnson and Wyoming Attias and Thurgood Marshall and Rosa Parks and others. Yeah, you as a thug can find yourself exalted, lauded by black folks and even some woke white folks. But these honors are no longer just for black thugs, and that's what brings me to skanktivism, whatever you want to call it. Because today we learned that there is a museum for skanks. Are you aware of the Courage Museum? Just curious. It's been established by a group called Futures Without Violence. And your tax dollars are probably going to fund this nonsense. They've requested a grant for $1 million. And here's what Nancy Pelosi wrote about this group. Futures Without Violence, a health and social justice organization that develops, implements, and advocates for groundbreaking programs and policies that strive to end violence against women and children, is requesting federal funding to establish the Educational Curriculum for Courage Museum. This bold new national platform for public education and action engages individuals in the challenging inevitability of violence as part of the human experience. The first West Coast installation by nationally renowned designer Jake Barton, whose work includes the National 9/11 Memorial and Museum and Legacy Museum, it is located on the main post of the Presidio, underscoring our nation's priority to ending violence, particularly gender-based violence, an issue that impacts 1 in 3 U.S. women. So she's advocating for these people to get a grant of $1 million. I got to tap into this, man. We got to figure out where to go, because we've got Seeking Educational Excellence, which is devoted to bringing meritocracy back to education and getting rid of diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense that has nothing to do with a child's ability to learn. And you can't get a dime. And what's funny, no offense to conservatives, but if I were advocating for DEI and putting some nonsense together like this, they'd be throwing money at me. People would be figuring out how to get me grants. By the way, are there any grant writers out there, people that know where the grants are and know how to write them? We'd love to have you on the team. Well, there's other ironies about this. The irony that we are still discussing women versus men in this time of androgyny. We aren't supposed to be talking men versus women. Women can do what men can do and vice versa. Guys no longer need to get out of the lifeboat if the ship is going down. There's no chivalry. But leftists seem to conveniently use gender in their favor. They switch back and forth like political transgenders. And that's what Pelosi's doing here. Do you realize that one of the most underreported crimes are women who beat their husband? There are men who will take a beating and won't raise their hand. They're like male hyenas. They will just take the beating. And there are women who will do it. I will tell you, I had a regional manager when I was in sales, and he loved getting out of his home. I used to say, man, you're always in the territory. I can't keep setting up sales calls for you because you're here more than I am. And my boss at the time told me, you do know, she says, let me tell you why he's here so often. He wants to get out of the house. And she explained that he's a battered husband. And I thought she was joking. She wasn't. The dude was a battered husband, a little bitty dude. And I think his wife was like a, you know, one of these fit ladies that was into, you know, Tai Chi and kickboxing or whatever. And she would wear him out. The only time that this dude wouldn't travel was when he had too many bruises. I'm not even kidding. Anyway, Blasey Ford, remember, got paid off. And then she quietly disappeared because she didn't want people scrutinizing her past. You know, she scrubbed all her yearbooks and everything else after she accused Kavanaugh of being a serial gang rapist. Where she and Swetnick and others had gone to these events, and they were like, it's terrible how they treated the women there. But we went week after week because the parties were a hoot. And, of course, I got fired for calling her a lying skank, but I stand by it. Number one, skank is not a bad word. And number two, that's what she is. Now, if we lived in a sane world, folks, The media would have followed up on Blasey Ford's past. She would have been declared a pariah because that's what she really is. But sadly, we don't live in that type of a world. Fake news is pervasive. So the ruse of Blasey Ford's harrowing experience with Brett Kavanaugh and his friends, what is nothing even happened to her. She was supposedly in a room. I mean, this is the lie she told. I was in a room, and it was dark, and he forced himself on me, but I got away, but it tripped things in my hypothalamus and my hippocampus and my duodenum and my amygdala or whatever. All the places where it's, you know, of course, where people share their harrowing experiences just like that. So pathetic. And it was such a slap in the face to the true women's movement, women who are victims of sexual harassment or worse, sexual assault. And she's talking about her hippocampus and all this other stuff. Are you kidding? I have friends who've been raped and sexually assaulted otherwise. And let me tell you, they don't speak like that. It's you end up crying with them, wishing you could go enact justice on the guys or the people who did it to them. That's the way you feel. You don't feel like you felt with listening to Blasey Ford, blah, 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 blah Ford, because that's what she was. And now they give this woman awards. According to a report I read, it said she was at a fundraiser in February 2020 that was hosted by Futures Without Violence, probably got a hefty amount of money, and she received the award for courage. You believe that? An award for courage, a courage for being a liar. In case you missed it, that's the leftist definition of being a lying skank, is they give it or give you an award for courage. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A federal judge is overturning the national eviction ban, which was recently extended by President Biden. The CDC has banned most evictions since September of last year, and Biden extended that protection to renters until July. Judge Dabney Frederick striking down the executive order, delivering a victory for property owners who have challenged the moratorium. At least two other federal judges have questioned the CDC's power to ban evictions, as landlords say they can't afford to continue housing people for free. The Biden administration is blocking a Trump-era regulation that would have made it easier to classify gig workers and others as independent contractors, a policy that has been sought by companies such as food delivery and ride-sharing services. Being an employee over a contractor means as a worker you are covered by federal minimum wage and overtime laws. USA Radio News. Tennessee police officers are set up during a fake active shooter call.
A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot Tuesday evening in an ambush-style attack while responding to a 911 call, where a gunman opened fire on officers as they knocked on the door. Officer Brian Sherman was shot in the upper left arm as he and other officers responded to a setup call. Amid reports, a woman was shot inside the home. The officer will recover at the hospital. The suspect took his own life at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The government is continuing to take steps to make it as easy as possible for everyone to get vaccinated. So says White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt during a briefing.
There are more than 75,000 places you can go to get a shot. In fact, 90% of Americans have a vaccine right now within 5 miles of them.
Slavitt also urging those who have been vaccinated to talk to friends and family members who have not. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Blacksphere.net presents Teachable Moments.
Teachable Moments.
If you'd gone to college, you could have really been something.
I could have calibrated those words differently.
And so could Bill Gates, who's just revealed he's all for saving that $1 million that was going to keep Grandma alive and using it to pay more teachers.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs?
Did you ever notice the people most in favor of radical Marxism redistribution and the diminishment of the value of the human life are the ones least likely to have it affect their own lives? Bill is short for billionaire. Do you think Bill would ever permit medical care to be withheld from his mom because of a decision by bureaucrats?
That's called the death panel.
Thank you.
And you're not supposed to have that discussion.
Yeah, not when the microphone's on anyway.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
For more, log on to theblacksphere.net. Class dismissed.
What would you pay for another week with a relative that you love? Another day. We're talking, Bill Gates said, 3 months, $1 million it costs. Look, I don't know whether you can afford $1 million, whether your insurance would cover it. I don't know how you plan for it. I know that if I had $1 million and I could have whatever extra time with someone and it was affordable to me, I'd gladly pay it. Happily. We'd all know this is it. And we would live it to the fullest. You know how many people wake up today and this is it? They don't know it. One of these days, all of us are going to wake up and it'll be our day. Some of us will know it, but many of us won't. It'll just happen. I mean, what if you could extend it? 3 months? Are you kidding? 3 months to go see your friends and your family knowing that you're going away and everybody's celebrating you for 3 months. I mean, I don't know when it's going to happen, but if they said, Kevin, you got 3 months, I'm not partying in the sense of woo, you know, drinking and getting drunk. I would be with everywhere my friends and family are, the people that I love, and I would say, guys, I'm down to, today is day 90. Then day 89, then day 87, I would embrace it. But I would embrace it like you wouldn't believe. And Bill Gates says, oh, what's the big deal? It's only 3 months, man. We're extending the life of somebody. A guy who can extend the life of millions of people for 3 months. Because he's a multi-billionaire, in case you guys weren't aware of that. I have to tell you, I was surprised that the Gates' marriage lasted as long as it did. They're getting divorced. Melinda Gates obviously has a nerd fetish. Well, that or maybe she has a billionaire fetish, because they met when Bill was a billionaire. Yeah, she went to work for Microsoft and he swooped her up. I read their love story, their little Camelot. Anyway, their marriage is over. I guess he called up what's his face? Jeff Bezos, and says, "Hey, Jeff, thinking about dumping the old lady. Was it as tough as you think?" "Well, you are going to have to learn how to live on only half of $90 billion, Bill." "Yes, I was thinking about it. Might be cheaper to keep her." Here's what the lamestream news reported. On Monday, the pair shared a joint statement on Twitter announcing their separation. "After a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we've made the decision to end our marriage. Over the last 27 years, we have raised 3 incredible children, built a foundation that works all over the world to enable people to lead healthy, productive lives that we determine how long," they said, referring to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which they founded in 2000. And that foundation is worth over $40 billion. "We continue to share belief in that mission, and we'll continue our work together at the foundation. But we no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives. We ask for space and privacy for our family as we begin to navigate." What? Space and privacy? Nobody can get near you. They've got like a 60,000 square foot house that is so automated. I mean, if you get anywhere near, it probably sends in small nukes to kill you. It's insane. "Please give us privacy as we navigate through this new difficult life." I don't even, in that, I'm trying to figure out what is the worst thing that the Gates face as they navigate through life. Anyway, they have here are their kids. Rory John is 21, Phoebe Adele, 18, and Jennifer Catherine is 25. I got to tell you though, Melinda Gates, she hung in there like cat hair on a wool sweater. But now it's over. Gates said they could no longer live together. What does that mean? They can't get together. Was Bill trying to put a pillow over her head while she slept? Or maybe it was at dinner with Dr. Fauci when Melinda knew they were going to give her a woo-foo shot when she dozed off. Because Bill is all about population control. And I'm going to tell you, he had 45 billion reasons why. You never know. I'm serious, with a billionaire. Because, you know, Bill won't admit it, but they're money hungry. Here's the thing that gets me. At their level of wealth, they usually just get along. They say, "You know what? You have your tryst, your women, your concubine, whatever you need. I'll take the Chippendales, and we'll just look the other way." It isn't like they couldn't just say, "I've got another residence over here." You know, they have the kind of money that, I mean, you can do whatever. They could build houses, mansions for each of their, you know, who the people they want to have in their lives. I'm just saying, they have the kids together, they got the foundation. They say, "Look, we're just in a business relationship. I'm going to live in this 60,000 square foot house. You live in the one that we built in Colorado, or the, you know, the Grand Ketones or Ketcons or wherever white folks live, and just ride it out." But they didn't. And I have to tell you, my intellectual curiosity takes over when I say to myself, they didn't have to get divorced. Yeah, so what was it? Why would these two publicly split? Something big had to happen. Like, Bill could have found out that Melinda voted for Trump. Or maybe she was running a different operating system on a computer that she hid in the basement of her office, you know, the office basement bathroom. I don't know. But something big has happened in the Gates family. One of my friends said they might have wanted to set the record for the largest divorce because Bezos is the current record holder. I don't know. I think billionaires like to hold on to their money. Or was it Bill's fault? Bill Gates is linked to Jeffrey Epstein in more ways than one. And I'm going to tell you something. When you're that rich, Bill Gates, to some women, should be on the cover of People as the sexiest man every year. And the reason is, they're looking at his pocketbook. They're looking at his bank account. And for some women, that's sexy. Look, you think about the power brokers, the Rockefellers, the Gettys, the J.P. Morgans, and so on, that built the country, the infrastructure of the country. Now you got this new infrastructure, and Bill Gates is the grandfather of the infrastructure with Windows and operating system and all that, and all the stuff that he's built. Now we look at Zuckerberg and those guys and say, all that's pretty cool stuff, but your computer needs an operating system all the time, and Bill just charges you. It's now, he doesn't ship out software. He doesn't even have to put it in a package. He just loads it and says, it's time for an update. And you go, okay, you accept the terms and conditions. You don't care. And Bill goes, ka-ching, millions and millions, billions of times every single year. That's what they do. This guy is a power broker beyond even imagination, practically godlike on earth. I know we think of Zuckerberg and those guys because they're controlling the speech, but Bill Gates is in it. Bill Gates has been talking about population control, and I just played you a clip where he says your granny doesn't need to live another 90 days for $1 million. No, let's not do it. But he's okay with you wasting $6 trillion on Wu Flu because he's branched out. Bill's now making money in this stuff. Anyway, he's blown by every one of the big guys that I just mentioned, the Rockefellers, all of them, in wealth. You can cover up a lot of vice with that kind of coin. Midget tossing, dating only transsexual strippers and the like. Who knows? Maybe Bill Gates is dating The Rock. Well, maybe not, because I think the Chinese bought The Rock not too long ago. The Gateses are no more. It isn't exactly Charles and Princess Di, but I would suggest that Melinda not drive through any tunnels for a while.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know all the details surrounding this, but I heard DeSantis is saying there will be no vaccine passports in Florida. He's getting legislation where you can't have a vaccine passport. Like, you don't need it. Florida won't accept, you know. I don't know what the details are. We got to figure that out. But I, the guy, again, Ron DeSantis is absolutely impressing the heck out of me. He's leading the charge. That's leadership. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I hope we exhibit that kind of leadership here. I hope you learned something out there. Let us know. 844-551-8255. Or if you want to do it through your email or whatever, just the message, go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Everything we do is up there. Not only can you get the podcast and download the show, in my Florida market, I can tell you a lot of people only get an hour of the show. You can get the entire show anytime you want at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. You want to see our videos? The Kev Talks, where I go deeper into some of these subjects, you can get it there. Now, we don't do a lot on YouTube. We're transitioning over to Rumble because YouTube censors everything that I say. But there you go. You can get all the perks of the things that we talk about that can save you money. You can get that stuff through our site. Everything is there. And I did that because I would go on, you know, TV and do hits, and people are like, well, Kevin, what should we put under your name? You know, do we put your education initiative to help kids and parents save a lot of money from college or not go to the wrong college, pick the right college and the right degrees and all that? Should we talk about the Flick Fest, the movies and all that, and your challenge to Hollywood? You know, should we talk about PolitiChatter and your challenge to social media? And, you know, it's like, too confusing. So we put it all in one place. You pick and choose. Should we talk about you being an award-winning filmmaker, Kevin, or your best-selling books? By all means, go get Race Pimping at racepimping.com. We still have a few in stock. So we do so much. Are you a best-selling author? Are you a fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute? Do we talk about your management consulting background? What should we talk about with you, Kevin Jackson? There's too much. Anyway, pick and choose, folks, but get the word out. Let people know. Let friends know. You may not need meds or reduction in your medical, you know, prescription drugs every month, but you probably know somebody who does. Is paying a couple hundred dollars. They could get that dramatically reduced at a flat fee. We tell you where at our site. And I could go on. This is not about us. This is about us all whispering in each other's ears to say, this is how you save money. It is so funny that when you tell people, don't do that through regular means. Go to Groupon. They do it about once every 3 months. I had a buddy, he went to Ireland. He and his girlfriend, the total trip for 2 weeks was $1,200 for the two of them. Flight and 2 weeks accommodations. And he came back and said, it was phenomenal. I want to hook you up. I want you to hook me up. Kevin, I got some friends. I'm telling about your show. Thank you. You know, I had friends, man. Kevin, I'm going to get on this thing because you said it. Kevin, I'm going to get on the Flick Fest. Even I don't watch films because I want to support you. Thank you. Because I'm going to support you. Anyway, I'm talking about Ron DeSantis. He's going after big tech, speaking of PolitiChatter.com. And this is the place where you can go if you want to jump off of Facebook and start talking politics or Twitter. Governor DeSantis is going to sign a bill banning social media companies from deplatforming, shadow banning, and censoring its users. It's called HB 7072. It passed Florida's House and Senate and was sent to the governor to be signed. They'll sign it this week. Social media companies would be unable to permanently kick people off their platforms under a tough new Florida law. The bill passed by the GOP-dominated state legislature Thursday and is awaiting the governor's signature. It would make it a crime to remove state political candidates from Twitter and Facebook and would mete out penalties of $250,000 a day for any statewide candidate who is deplatformed. Let me tell you who this impacts. My good friend Laura Loomer. Removing more local candidates would cost the company $25,000 a day. It requires tech companies to give users 7 days' notice that they're at risk of being banned and offer them the opportunity to correct the issue. Suspensions of up to 14 days would still be allowed. The legislation defines shadow ban as action by a social media platform through any means, whether the action is determined by a natural person or algorithm, to limit the exposure of a user or content or material posted by a user to other users of the social media platform. This is common sense legislation, folks. If I post something that says, I'm not getting the shot, and you get the shot, I'm not mad at you, and you shouldn't be mad at me. One of my best friends, he got the shot. I tried to talk him out of it. I said, man, don't get that shot. You're too young. He says, yeah, man, but my brother-in-law died from it, and everybody's afraid, so we're getting the shot. okay, end of story, end of discussion. I'm not going to do any more to try to convince him. He'd already gotten the first phase. Now he's getting the next one. I'm concerned for his health. But once he said that, it's a personal decision based on family stuff. You know what? I'm out of it. I did my best, bro. I'm praying for you, bro. But, you know, this idea that I can't say it and you're...
Oh, Kevin, he's talking about that. He doesn't believe in the vaccine.
I have a lot of reasons not to believe in that fraud vaccine. Let me tell you why. Facebook wouldn't even let us talk about con colors. The BLM head of that organization who's buying millions of dollars of homes because it doesn't like that it could be perceived the wrong way. Well, see, I don't care how you perceive what I say. Perceive it any way you want. You're an individual. You know how to think. So anyway, they limit the shadow banning and all that stuff. This is common sense. They go on to say, let me see what they talked about, shadow banning. It says, any action taken by them to delete, regulate, restrict, edit, alter, inhibit the publication or replication of, suspend the right to post, remove, or post an addendum to any content or material posted by a user. The term also includes actions to inhibit the ability of a user to be viewable by or to interact with another user of the social media platform. Now, I don't know about that, because I think that here's what we do at PolitiChatter. You have a block button. You have a mute button. You have buttons that say, I like this, I don't like that. That's the level that any social media site should go to. It should have a disclaimer that says, we don't endorse or condone anybody's positions. As a platform, we may individually, but as a platform, we don't. I don't care. If you put on there, I hate black people, I hate white people, I hate women, I hate men, I don't care. If men get it and they go, well, I'll just ban you, I'll just block you. End of story. When did it become Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey's, purview to determine what you should see or not see? And who you should be able to interact with. Now, they were like, well, Kevin, it was only made for people that would have, you know, like maybe 200 friends. I don't care. If the tool could have been made for that. How many tools get used for something else? Is a hammer only used to nail? No, it's used to smash people in the head. Somebody else decided to use it for something different. You may not like it, but that's what they do. So, this idea that, oh, that's what the tool was for. Well, what did Facebook decide to do? How did when they thought about connecting everybody, Zuckerberg had no idea how many income streams he could create with Facebook. Many. A multi-billion dollar organization every year that he had no clue about. He had a nuclear bomb. Anyway, they said deplatform. It's defined as an action or practice by social media to permanently take people off. Now, there's a company, NetChoice, that it's a trade organization listing Alibaba, Amazon, eBay, Facebook, blah, 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 among its associates. It criticized the legislation. And let me see what they say here. Criticized for as somehow facilitating anti-Semitic, racist, and hateful content. See, that's their fallback. Oh, you're going to let this content on. Yeah, and you can then ban it. That's what free speech is all about. They censored, YouTube censored a roundtable discussion hosted by DeSantis and a medical and scientific experts who were talking about the lockdowns and the shutdowns. And YouTube said, nope, not going to let you see it. That is none of their business. What you can see. If you start watching and you go, oh, wow, that's interesting. What about the people who want to see that, who believe it? Who is YouTube to go? And these scumbags use science. Oh, it's the science. The WHO, the CDC, the FDA, whatever. They're all liars.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.